Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon to you all. If you're on the East Coast, of course, good morning to you on the West Coast. And around the world, could be evening for you. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn a little bit more about me, visit my website, and you will find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I have learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, which I love ever so much, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Today's topic, 5 natural summer skin treatments. And you're wondering, well, you're not wondering because it is still summer all around in the Western Hemisphere. If you're on the East Coast, it's summer. If you're on the West Coast, it's summer. It's summer all around. If you're in Canada, it's summer. But indeed, although we think about back to school, some people or some kids are already back in school. Some of them started as early as last week, Monday. Where I'm from, we don't start until, I was going to say after Labor Day, but that is not true this year. It comes a little late, so we'll be starting before Labor Day. But indeed, we don't start school until September. So it goes right through pretty much the end of June. So if you're in school already, it does not matter. It's still summertime where you are. So indeed, you can gather some information, some very pertinent and helpful information from what I'm going to share with you today. And there are just some natural skin treatments for these summer weather woes. Indeed, fall is about a month away technically, so it is still summertime, 90 degrees around here, feeling like a whole lot hotter than that, very muggy and sticky where I am. And boy, your skin needs some relief, because we understand that it's the largest organ in our bodies. So summer's gorgeous sunshine, soft breezes, and blooming flowers can make you want to linger outside for hours indeed. And if it's too hot, probably not. But all the time outdoors can make your summer a bummer for your skin if you are not careful. So, remedies for bug bites, sunburn, heat rashes, and other common summertime ailments are a dime a dozen at the pharmacy. But most are laced with chemicals and preservatives. That is not what you want all over your largest organ. So what you put on it is what's definitely going to, come out. Everything goes into your bloodstream when you apply it to your skin. So most holistic experts agree, don't rub into your skin what you wouldn't be willing to eat. Okay? It's just that simple. Probably saying, are you kidding me? Well, yeah, because if you rub several things on your skin, for example, coconut oil or olive oil, you can eat both, can't you? And they do wonders for your skin. We're not talking about some oils, which are definitely good, but the good news is that there are plenty of holistic ingredients other than coconut oil and olive oil that can effectively treat common summer skin ailments. So if you're looking for some type of relief for your skin and all this warm weather, you just want to get outside and live a little, but it's just too hot and your skin is taking the brunt of it. Well, here you go. Aloe vera. What it treats? It treats sunburn. The gel of an aloe vera plant is soothing and cool, making it a natural burn remedy. To treat a sunburn, simply slit a leaf of the plant the long way and gently apply the leaf's juice directly to your burned skin. Repeat the application several times a day until your sunburn is less painful and stops peeling. Okay? So just keep that in mind. Crushed basil. is another ingredient, a holistic ingredient, because it's, you know, it's not processed. It's basil. That's it. Nothing added to it, nothing taken away. Do some crushed bagel. And what crushed bagel treats, and you probably never knew this before, it treats bug bites. Did you know that? Indeed, it does. Basil is a natural source of both camphor and thymol. These compounds help relieve itching and irritation. So, of course, you get a bug bite, you know, the natural reaction is to scratch because it begins to itch. You know, buy a bundle of basil leaves at the farmer's market or even your local grocery, it doesn't matter. Then use a mortar and pestle or your food processor, if you want to be more modern, but I have mortar and pestle, to crush them into fine paste. Crush it into a fine paste, your basil leaves. And then rub directly onto itchy bites. No fresh leaves available. Basil essential oil will also work. Probably saying, listen, I don't have a food processor, and I sure enough don't have a mortar and pestle. So what do I do? Well, then you go to your local health food store, and you get some basil essential oil. And that'll also work. Works wonders. Essential oils, it just a little goes so long. Goes such a long way. So you'll be great with that. Here is another remedy you can try of holistic ingredients, meaning that nothing added, nothing taken away. Baking soda paste, what it treats, guess what? It treats poison ivy. Probably saying, well, you know what? I've never gotten poison ivy. Well, never say never. There may come a time where you'll just brush up into some leaves and see the reactions afterwards and say, what can I do for this? You can make yourself some baking soda paste. Baking soda is a natural soother for the itchy inflamed skin that comes with a poison ivy rash. Mix this amount now, 2 tablespoons of baking soda with 2 teaspoons of water, and you stir that up until you get a thick paste. Less or more, depending on how you're mixing it, but basically is 2 tablespoons to 2 teaspoons. That's the ratio. Spread the paste directly onto your rash. Wait a few moments. Then rinse it off with cool water. Mix up a new paste and apply it 2 or 3 times daily until the rash improves. That's something wonderful. It's so good, I've got to say it again. 2 tablespoons of baking soda to 2 teaspoons of water. Until you get a thick paste. Spread the paste directly onto your rash. This is poison ivy we're talking about. Wait a few moments, then rinse it off with cool water. It can be irritating if you leave it on too long. Baking soda, pretty much, it'll give you a little tingling sensation. So you want to rinse it off with cool water after a few moments. Mix up a new paste and apply it 2 or 3 times daily until the rash. Once again, you want to rinse it off. So that would do wonders for your poison ivy, and if you've ever encountered poison ivy, I hope it works for you. Hope you remember this. Here is another wonderful holistic ingredient that can help you with your summer skin ailments, and it is an oatmeal bath. What it treats is heat rash. I experienced it much younger. I don't as much, maybe because I'm not as outside as much as I used to be when I was younger. I was always outside, no matter what the weather. But what an oatmeal bath does, it treats heat rash. And heat rashes are rarely serious, but they can be seriously uncomfortable. Your mother may have told you not to play with the food, but using oatmeal at bath time can quickly clear up a nasty heat rash. So here is what you do. First, you soak up a cup or two of quick or rolled oats in cool water for an hour or two. And this is what I would do. I'd probably use the quick oats are ground up a little bit more fine. They're crushed a little bit more fine as a plain old-fashioned rolled oat. So you just soak that up in some cool water for about an hour or so. Then you run a shallow bath with lukewarm water. You add the soaked oats, massage it gently onto your rash, and rinse completely. That's it. That's all you've got to do. It's just that simple, and it works for your heat rash, okay? And of course, you're already hot. You don't want to make it a hot bath. That's just irritating. So once again, lukewarm or tepid, water that is tepid, should be just fine. But you want to rub it into, gently rub it into, or massage it into your rash, and that should work totally fine. Here is the last, the fifth and final holistic treatment for your summer weather woes, for your skin, of course. And it's so sweet how sweet it is. It is honey. It's amazing. Where do we get honey from? We get them from bees. So what do you think you're going to be using the honey for? Yes, indeed, you guessed right. Bee stings. Wow, isn't that something? Bee stings are a pain, literally. They are a pain. A sting, when you get a sting from a bee, if you're that area where you've gotten stung can swell up, boom, boom, really fast. It turns red, and it remains uncomfortable for several days if you leave it untreated. So what you have to do first and foremost, remove the stinger. You can, if you just like, just leave it there. You know, you won't be able to remove it, but remove the stinger and clean the area as soon as possible. Oh, you'll know if you got stung. You'll feel it. It's quite painful. So you want to remove the stinger and clean the area as soon as possible. Then go back to the source by applying a small amount of honey directly over the sting. Bees may have some irritating compounds in their stingers, but the honey they produce, let me tell you, great natural treatment due to its antibacterial properties. It's wonderful how these bees play an important role in nature or in well-being overall. They can do some damage to you. They get pain. They really can incur some pain. But afterwards, what you do is you use exactly what they make and to treat the pain that they have incurred, that they put on you. So, indeed, you want to get yourself some honey for that bee sting. And it's wonderful because it is antibacterial. So these are the five things that can help you with your summer weather woes. And once again, I just want to reiterate that your skin is the largest organ in your body. You've got to treat it right. Whatever you put onto your skin, it's got to be something that you would be willing to eat. If I go and I tell you again, aloe vera, can eat that, definitely. Basil, oh yeah. Baking soda, oh yeah, we put it in baked goods all the time. Probably the word for baking, the reason why they call it baking soda. Oatmeal, oh yeah, have oatmeal all the time. And honey, of course, who doesn't like honey? So you can put these things on your skin and not have to worry about the repercussions of the after effects. Because when you go to the pharmacy, and you buy these over-the-counter creams, and even if they're prescribed, they do have side effects. Holistic ingredients, for the most part, do not have any side effects. You may be a person that is allergic to oatmeal. I've never heard of anyone, but you can be. And there are some sources that some people just choose not to eat any oatmeal because of the fact that it may have some genetically modified organisms attached to it. Not likely. It is not genetically modified. However, it may be a process in a plant that, you know, other ingredients are. So you have to be careful. You know, you can read your labels, and it will tell you if it's genetically modified or not. For the non-GMO label on your products as well, understand that these things have not been treated with genetically modified organisms. So just remember those pointers. And once again, if you're not willing to eat it, then why would you be willing to rub it all over your skin? So I hope this has helped you. And with that, happy rest of your summer, indeed. It's coming to a close soon. Don't want to talk about it, but it is. It is. It's just natural. It's a cycle. Where I'm from, where I live, we've got four seasons. So look forward to when you get tired of one, here comes another. So there's not too much of a complaint. It's a blessing when you can have change like that. And so I look forward to the benefits and all of the activities that each season brings. Moving on to Wednesday's word, it comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Three kinds of pleasure. The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Acts 13, verse 52. The Bible speaks of three kinds of pleasure. There is lustful pleasure, the lust of the flesh, and Scripture says it is sinful and wrong. There is legitimate pleasure, which is not wrong, but we are not to become so preoccupied with its activities that it takes the place of God. Then there is a third kind of pleasure, lasting pleasure. Do you have that kind? It does not depend on circumstances or feelings. It is the pleasure that runs deep and comes from the Spirit. Wednesday's word. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. I am indeed going to enjoy mine, and you will not be hearing from me the last Wednesday in this month, as I am due for much needed time away. So stay tuned, guys, for some other information. If you're on my e-news list, indeed look out for some more very important information. And of course, I encourage you to get the book, A Few Verses, in your Amazon store. A Few Verses, V-S, V as in Victor, S as in Sam. A Few Verses. I share with you pretty much F-E-W-V-S stands for something. I'm not going to tell you, you got to get the book. And you will learn how you can obtain the God-given body that you so rightfully deserve. So look for that on Amazon, or you can just simply go to A Few Verses. God bless you all. Looking forward to a lovely rest of your August, my August, our August. And until the month of September, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or look me up. I will talk to you soon. God bless you, and bye-bye.